What's going on, everybody? Welcome on in. We have Anne Marie, who is dragging Crystal Minkoff in some new Twitter beef. But is it the real Crystal Minkoff? Will the real Crystal Minkoff please stand up? You're listening to No Filter with Zach Peter, your go-to source for all the latest pop culture and reality TV tea, surf fresh all week long. Now, let's dive in. Good morning and happy Wednesday, hump day. Today's hump day. Today's not Monday. Sorry, my morning is all thrown off, but what's going on? Welcome on in, guys. Happy Wednesday. Hopefully your week is not too mundane. Hopefully you guys are enjoying Vanderpump and the Valley. I have not watched yet, but I saw clips on Twitter about how they're responding to the Bethany podcast, which very interesante. Can't wait to dive into all of that. So stay tuned. I will be doing a recap of it for you guys. I'll recap the Valley and Vanderpump. So don't worry. I saw that Kristen and Schwartz were on Watch What Happens Live. And then Katie Maloney was like, oh my God, seeing Kristen together with Schwartzy on Watch What Happens Live gives me throwback vibes. And so Katie Maloney was like thirsting after Schwartzy just a little bit. So we have Anne Marie that we're going to get into and her fight with this Crystal Minkoff bot. We have Lil Tay that's trying to drag JoJo Siwa. We have Christine Quinn that's now fighting for full custody of her 2-year-old son. And we have a newbie joining the Real Housewives of New York. In New York, concrete jungle where dreams are made of. There's nothing you can't do. Now we're in New York. Sorry, I can't sing. But I know you guys love when I do. So before we dive into all of the tea, though, I posted, because remember how last week I called out Holly Madison for like coming out and talking about her later in life autism diagnosis. And I was like, I have a bone to pick with Holly Madison because she's very privileged and she has not lived the struggle that many people with an autism diagnosis have lived. And that's because the diagnostic criteria for autism has broadened in recent years. And the individuals that were diagnosed with autism many, many years ago and have lived their life with an autism diagnosis needed that diagnosis because they needed access to early intervention because their lives were severely impacted. Holly Madison went to a normal school. Holly Madison went on to live in the Playboy Mansion. She was the star of The Girls Next Door. She was the star of Holly's World, her own reality show on E! She went on to write 2 New York Times best-selling books. She has a podcast now where she revisits her time on The Girls Next Door. She now is the host of 2 television shows. I think one's The Playboy Murders and the other one's Lethally Blonde or something like that. So my point was she's lived a very privileged life. That's not to take away from any quirks or challenges she may have faced growing up, but her struggle is in no way relatable to people that I have actually struggled with an autism diagnosis. Again, the diagnostic criteria has broadened in recent years, so it is very challenging, it is very triggering, and it can be very painful for many families affected by autism to see someone like Holly Madison go out in public and parade her diagnosis around as if it's given her life meaning, and maybe it has. Maybe it's given her a sense of self-importance, and that's great, but it takes away from the real experiences that many people live with on a daily basis, okay? So I posted a new video on my Instagram, which you guys can go and watch, that showcases other families telling their own stories because people got upset when I wanted to tell my story about my family and my brother, and people were not too pleased with that, right? Because everybody wants to be a disability advocate with their social justice brand and their podcast that they want to go and parade, you know, because they have some, I don't know, God complex, some superiority complex. And listen, good for them. If you're doing good work in the world, good for you. But don't be coming up in my comments acting like you're so special, okay? Go do your good work and leave me alone because your advocacy is You know, good for you. If it makes you feel good, good for you. I was 15 years old on the ground helping families with autism, did it for a decade of my life, all throughout this country, internationally. And it was really nice to hear from those families and to hear an overwhelming amount of families that have reached out to me that now feel seen and now feel heard. I mean, that wasn't like my intention was just to kind of share my perspective on it as somebody that has a brother with autism, but the amount of families that have reached out that do feel seen and do feel heard now that have expressed the same frustrations in their own life with people like Holly Madison or with this new trend on TikTok with people that are all these influencers that are self-diagnosing because they go on WebMD and they see a couple of traits and they're like, oh my God, this makes me feel special and it makes me feel important. It's fucked up because it's diminishing the experiences that people that struggle with this every day actually have. It is a spectrum. Yes, there are people on the high functioning end of the spectrum, and there are people that are more severely impacted by this. But acknowledge the privilege, right? Remember 2020 was the year of privilege. We talked about the differences in privilege, and when you have privilege, your life is a lot easier. So you know what? Let's revisit that conversation, or is it we only like to talk about that when it's convenient for us to talk about privilege? Let's revisit that conversation and acknowledge that people like Holly Madison coasted through life for the most part. Maybe they had a couple of struggles. We've all had a couple of struggles growing up, right? Regardless of what they were, life has never been easy for anyone, but for someone like Holly Madison, she coasted through life a-okay in spite of her autism diagnosis, which she received later in life after the diagnostic criteria was widened, okay? Don't want to diminish her experience, not taken away from her, but I stand by my statement in saying that people like her are not the face of autism because there are many faces of autism. And I feel like the people that really do live with this every single day are the ones that we should be highlighting. They're the ones that we should be showcasing because they're the ones that aren't often seen. And guess what? They don't have a press tour to promote their television show to go and parade their autism diagnosis. So that's what it is. I say it, I'll say it again. I stand by everything I've said. I know it has made some people uncomfortable. I know some people are unhappy about it, but you know what? It's where I stand, and I stand by that. So I suggest you go and listen to some of these other stories from these other families. I put a highlight reel on my Instagram account at Just Plain Zach, where you can see more about their stories, more about their everyday experiences, what Autism Awareness Month actually means to families like those. And, you know, just, if you do know a family member out there, if you do know a friend that has a kid with autism or whatever it is, you know, this is a very challenging month for a lot of people because it is Autism Awareness Month. And it's important that these people feel seen and that they feel heard and that they feel like their experiences matter as well, you know? So for all the woke-ass bitches that want to come in here and advocate for Holly Madison because she wants to feel important about her life, good for you. Go rant about it to your dog. All right, that said, let's dive on in. What should we start? Should we start with the Anne Marie of it all? Because I feel like that's what you guys are here for. I have some tea about this that I will dive into on Members Only. There's a lot to dive into on Members Only this week, which I'm really excited about because I feel like the last 2 weeks have been a little lackluster and we've kind of just done an open Q&A. But also while on the topic of autism, if you guys do want to do something, if you do want to support someone, I suggest supporting Home Life Community. It's an organization that is important to me. My brother's doctor, Dr. Jerry Cartzidale, is the founder of Home Life Community, and they are working to provide housing solutions for adults with autism and other neurological disorders. So, you know, the reality is a lot of individuals that are not as privileged as Holly Madison won't be able to live on their own, like my brother. And a reality for many parents is that once they pass away, they don't know what's going to happen to their kids. And the reality is their kids could become a warden of the state. And that's a very scary thing for a lot of families. So organizations like Home Life Community are working to provide those solutions to provide housing for people with autism. So if you want to support, you can go to homelifecommunity.org. That's homelifecommunity.org. Okay, let's dive into the Crystal and the Anne Marie of it all, because Anne Marie got a little feisty. So there was this tweet that was going around that I saw quite a few Bravo bloggers share. And I think somebody even sent it to me. Um, And it was a tweet from this Crystal Minkoff account on Twitter. Let me see. Let me get the handle. I want to make sure I get the handle correct. So it was this account. It's Crystal S. Minkoff. Crystal's Minkoff. Yeah, that's the account. And it has a profile picture of Crystal and the name is Crystal Minkoff. And so this person, whoever they are, tweeted out to Anne Marie saying, "Worry about your transphobic racist husband," and then has a screenshot of Anne Marie blocking this person and then says, "Don't dish it if you can't take it." So then people were circulating this around saying, "Oh my goodness. I can't believe Crystal's finally speaking out and she's calling out Anne Marie." And so then Anne Marie responds to this Twitter account, right? And Anne Marie went hard in her reaction because right now you're coming for her husband about, you know, these rape allegations and, you know, saying that Anne Marie can't take the heat. So then Anne Marie responds and Anne Marie says, "False allegations against athletes are easy. Anyone with actual money knows that. You worry about your husband, the Lying King." So we know that Rob Minkoff directed The Lion King, the remake, the live action Lion King. And so she then rephrased that to saying the Lying King, L-Y-I-N-G, Lying King, and your brother. And then she has a, she put a crossed fingers emoji and a snowflake. Now the snowflake could allude to, you know, a certain substance that some people like to imbibe on that they will use the snowflake to describe, right? She says, "Or your brother," with the two emojis for that matter, probably insinuating that her brother maybe likes to engage in some pasta. She didn't put a plate of pasta. She put a snowflake emoji. So she said, "Oh, and that video of you blurting out the N-word getting out. Fake woke racist." So she's calling her a fake woke racist. Whew. But she, and this time she tagged Crystal's actual account, not the bot account. "So false allegations against athletes are easy. Anyone with actual money knows that. Eye roll emoji. You worry about your husband, the Lion King, and your brother for that matter. Oh, and that video of you blurting out the N-word getting out. Fake woke racist." Whew. So she came hard. She came very, very hard. I don't know if Crystal has posted anything on, I don't know if Crystal's posted anything on her Instagram because she has me blocked on her Instagram. So I don't know. I don't know. But it doesn't look like Crystal's responded to it at all. I think because maybe people are dragging Anne Marie. But I mean, come on, Anne Marie was kind of right. Crystal is a fake woke. Well, I don't know if she's racist, but she's definitely fake woke. All these people want to, you know, be social justice warriors because it makes them feel special. And then, oh yeah, and then I saw Erica tweeted and she said, "I'm just here for the beef." And then that Crystal, that parody Crystal account says, "You want it next?" So, I mean, listen, this parody Crystal account is getting some airtime for sure. But like, oof, Anne Marie went very hard. Yeah, it's interesting. I'm looking at. So, sorry, I'm just looking through this Crystal Minkoff parody account, which is interesting, but this is also like the challenging part because people can literally put up a profile picture of someone, use their name, have a handle that could be possibly look like her, look like a real handle for a real person, and then you actually believe that these accounts are actually, you know, real. And then the way that a lot of the Bravo bloggers were actually sharing it, it was interesting, you know, because Bravo bloggers were like, "Ooh, look at Crystal's clocked in. Crystal's, you know, coming at Anne Marie." So then I believed that it was real until I tweeted and I was like, "Oh my God, look at Crystal and Anne Marie going at each other on Twitter." And then somebody responded to me and they're just like, "Oh, that's actually a fake account. That's not the real Crystal account. It's a parody." And if you actually dig into it, then you can see that it's a parody. But it's very likely that you could see how, you know, you would believe that it was a real account. But yeah, it's wild. But yeah, I don't think Crystal has a Twitter account, just an IG. I think Crystal does have a Twitter account. Isn't it Minkoff Crystal or something like that? Oh God, does she have me blocked there too? Because Anne-Marie tagged one, or she, yeah, she included an account. Oh, did she? Oh, she deleted the tweet. Anne-Marie deleted the tweet. And then she's celebrating her birthday today. So happy birthday, Anne-Marie. Shout out, girl. Get it, girl. Get it, girl. To the front, to the right, to the back, girl. Is she or not? But yeah, so she posted that. Good for her. I agree. I think, listen, I don't know anything about Rob Minkoff and Rob. I mean, I know people have said that there are rumors of him, like, cheating or whatever. I don't know. I don't know anything about that. But yeah, Kung Minkoff is another parody account. Oh my goodness. So Crystal, I don't think, has a real Twitter account. She just has a lot of these. Yeah, it looks so dumb to delete it. Like, you already. Yeah, I agree. Well, I mean, unless, you know, she did make some pretty big accusations. She called her husband the Lion King, which was a burn, but still, the Lion King. Oh my goodness. But this is why social media gets wild though, right? Because so many of these Bravo accounts were sharing it and like clapping for Crystal as if this was actually Crystal. And then people run and then they believe that. So it's just wild. Maybe it's Crystal running the parody accounts. Listen, I wouldn't be surprised. See, people in the live chat are saying that Rob cheated on Crystal. I don't know about that. What do you guys know about these cheating allegations? I mean, listen, rumors are rumors. Allegations are allegations. That doesn't make them true. Just because somebody says that, oh, I cheated with Rob Minkoff, doesn't make it true, you know? And even though I may not be Crystal's biggest fan, I'm not going to perpetuate a cheating rumor if there's no legitimacy to it. Whew, what a spicy Tuesday with these two. So, yeah. Speaking of Minkoffs, though, Rebecca Minkoff has finally come to mix things up on Roni. So according to Deadline, fashion designer Rebecca Minkoff seems to be joining the mix. She's been filming a couple of scenes for the new season of Roni. Unclear if she's going to be an apple holder or if she's just doing some guest cameos or what. There were rumored to be two newbies joining the cast of Roni because, you know, I don't think the last cast will be able to carry it on their own, especially with Jenna Lyons coming in with all her conditions and her fat paycheck. I'm surprised that they worked so hard to keep Jenna Lyons on. I think Jenna Lyons is going to have a flop of a season, to be honest with you. I think the fans liked her in season one, but I don't think they're going to like her very much season two. Just my prediction. They're going to regret bringing her back for season two. She's going to regret coming back for season two. I'll tell you that right now. It's known that Rob Minkoff had an affair. It wasn't known to me. Another Hollywood director cheating. Rumor big whoop. Yeah. I mean, listen. Andy would not confirm this morning on his show. Would not confirm that Rebecca Minkoff is joining. Well, I mean, listen. Deadline is a pretty legitimate. Aren't they? I feel like Deadline's a pretty legitimate site. And they're reporting on it, and they're claiming that Rebecca's filmed a couple of scenes, and if Andy's not confirming it, then that means he's not denying it, which means that there may be some truth to it. Huh. Like, if someone spreads a rumor that a Zach Pack member dated one of Zach's friends, it doesn't necessarily mean it's true. Joe, I can confirm that that is not true, okay? No Zach Pack members have dated any of my friends. And that's on period. Trust me. I agree, and as a huge Jenna stan, I don't like the way that she talked about the show overall. Yeah, that's the thing, Danny Gossip Gal. Like, Jenna Lyons doesn't like being a real housewife. She doesn't like being on Roni. So she definitely, like, didn't speak highly of the show when she was promoting it. She didn't act like she wanted to come back. So I feel like Bravo really bent over backwards to keep her. But, like, what is she going to bring to the show this next season? Nothing. Zero, zero, none, not one, nothing, nothing interesting. And I think the fans will probably turn on her this season. But we'll see what Rebecca Minkoff brings to the mix. Out with one Minkoff and in with the next. So, whew, we shall see. But this just in, guys, body odor is officially canceled for good this time, okay? Unlike other deodorants, Lumi's whole body deodorant is powered by mandelic acid to deliver outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere, from your pits to your feet, and yes, even your privates. In fact, that was one of the patient's biggest concerns, was about private part odor, and that's what originally inspired the OBGYN who created Lumi to create this type of whole body deodorant. Fast forward, and here we are. Her game-changing whole body deodorant now has earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people like me who love smelling great and love feeling confident head to toe, okay? Because you can put it on head to toe. It's my new go-to. I put it to the test at the gym. You guys can choose from a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine. I really want to try the clean tangerine because I have the lavender sage and I have the toasted coconut. The toasted coconut's my everyday. Lavender sage is when I need, you know, some additional coverage on other little body parts other than my armpits. You know, for like a special date night or something. But as a special offer for listeners, for you guys tuning in right now, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code NOFILTER at LumiDeodorant.com. That's LumiDeodorant. Lumi, LUME, LumiDeodorant.com. Use code NOFILTER. That's over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code NOFILTER. So go do it. Get it, boo. Get it, boo. Get it, boo. Get it. Okay. Okay. This one's kind of fun. This one is a fun story. Well, I mean, we know JoJo Siwa, right? She used to be on Dance Moms with Abby Lee Miller, and then she was most recently on Special Forces with Tom Sandoval, and she was out there, and she, you know, beat Tom Sandoval, but then Tom Sandoval was like, she didn't beat me. They just edited it to make it look like she outlasted me, but she didn't, and I outlasted her, and anyway. We know that JoJo's getting dragged left and right because she's come out and she's like, it's funny. I was at the GLAAD Awards and I met the reporter that interviewed her. I think he was with People Magazine. And it was just funny. He interviews JoJo Siwa and she's like, you know, oh my God, I'm making such a big shift, like the biggest shift. Like, it was very Trumpian of her. She's like, the biggest shift that has ever been made in pop music ever. Like, I'm inventing a new genre of pop, and that's gay pop. And nobody's ever done this before. Nobody's ever made a change like this before. I was like, okay, Bethany Frankel, tone it down. And so everyone was trolling her because they're like, Britney Spears, you know, like there have been plenty of pop stars that have shed their, I mean, a lot of the Disney stars that have shed their good girl, good boy image to then go completely, you know, not rogue, but to go completely like sexy, right? Because they want to shed that clean image that they used to have and now show that they're bad, you know? I'm bad. Carol Baskin killed her husband, whacked him. And then she said that she wanted to invent a new genre of pop music called gay pop. And then everyone's like, I think Elton John already created that. I think Lady Gaga kind of created that. And then people were like naming off all of these different, like pop stars that have participated in gay pop music, right? Because JoJo Siwa acts like she's doing something completely novel. And so she's been getting dragged. And listen, I don't think JoJo Siwa's done anything iconic. I don't think that, you know, anything that she's shown us is shocking or jaw-dropping. Like, listen, the most recent memory from like the millennial generation, because JoJo wants to make it seem like she's doing this for Gen Z, and it's like this shocking, groundbreaking plot twist. The two that come to mind for me are Miley Cyrus, which is the more recent one, and of course, Britney Spears. Because like, remember when Britney Spears kissed Madonna at the VMAs? Like, that was shocking. Britney going from, you know, good girl on Disney to now being Hit Me Baby One More Time in her little Catholic schoolgirl outfit, and Miley Cyrus going from Hannah Montana to doing bangers. I mean, that was jarring. Miley Cyrus, remember she was in her tight little, her little outfit? She was twerking up on Robin Thicke, and she was doing the tongue, and she cut her hair real short. Like that, and she was on a wrecking ball, and she's licking the hammer. Like that was, what, that was Hannah Montana. Right? JoJo Siwa is over here, you know, just throwing a couple of cuss words into her songs and thinking she's reinventing the genre. Miley Cyrus never claimed to reinvent a genre, nor did Britney Spears. I'm only referencing those two because those are the first two that come to mind for me as a millennial in pop culture. But like Miley Cyrus wasn't trying to, aside from shedding her good girl image, she wasn't trying to, you know, do anything novel. She was just like, this is the real me. This is who I am. Hannah Montana is dead. We're sorry. Hannah Montana can't come to the phone right now. Why? Because she's dead, you know? So listen, JoJo Siwa's song though is a bop. What is it? Karma's a bitch. I should have known better. Then I mess around. I do like the song. The song is a bop, but it's not very novel or groundbreaking. And now she's getting called out by Lil Tay. Who in the chat, raise your hand if you remember Lil Tay. It's your girl Lil Tay. She was ruthless and toothless, right? And she was this little girl. I think she was like 6 or 7 years old, and she was all over TikTok talking about you broke ass bitches and I got money and you don't got money and look at me. And so only to find out her whole character was put on by her mother, who was a luxury real estate agent who had clients in these luxury homes. And then we find out that she was putting her like 6, 7 year old daughter into these people's fancy cars, into their closets with all these expensive handbags and stacks of money. So the brother and the mom were using Lil Tay to create this digital persona of this little girl that had this like big mouth and that was rich. And she's like, it's your girl Lil Tay. I got money than all you broke ass bitches. And so Lil Tay was a vibe, right? Well, then there was a tweet. And in the tweet, it talks about Lil Tay. And because I guess people were comparing Lil Tay to JoJo Siwa, there was a tweet that said something about, what's the tweet? Okay, so the tweet is from this woman named Melissa on Twitter. And Melissa says it was in response to a TMZ article that was titled, Lil Tay calls JoJo Swift a fraud and tells fans not to compare them. Because Lil Tay is like, don't compare me to JoJo Siwa. And then Melissa on Twitter went and she's like, there's no comparison between JoJo and Lil Tay anyway. JoJo has a career. Lil Tay is just a meme and a pathetic one at that. And then Melissa has a taco emoji and books emoji, and she calls herself a book nerd. So good for her. But anyway, she's over here trolling on Twitter. We love a bitch that trolls on Twitter and eats tacos. Trolling on Twitter, and JoJo Siwa liked this tweet about not being able to compare Lil Tay to JoJo because JoJo has a career and Lil Tay is just a meme. And so then Lil Tay was like, oh, hell no. So Lil Tay went on Twitter. And people thought that Lil Tay was like dead for a minute. Like she was MIA. Nobody knew where she was. We thought she was locked in her dad's basement because her dad took her off social media, but now she's back on social media. Anyway, Lil Tay, and her account is Lil Tay Be Poppin'. And she said, JoJo Siwa, you're a scary ass bitch. If you have something to say to me, say it. And this time don't delete your comment or unlike shady tweets. Don't let those paid YouTube views and botted Spotify streams get to your head, Madonna from the dollar ass, from the Dollar Tree ass bitch. Ooh, she called her Madonna from Dollar Tree ass bitch. Women. Listen, one thing about Lil Tay, she ain't gonna get you from the Dollar Tree ass bitch. I was like, damn, Lil Tay be Anne Marie it out here. Anna Marie. She's going hard, ruthless, and toothless. It is kind of funny, though. She calls her a Madonna, a Dollar Tree Madonna. Ooh. So, listen, I don't mind JoJo Siwa, cute, but But listen, JoJo Siwa's song Karma is a bop. It's just not very groundbreaking. I'm just throwing that out there. Joe Mendoza has a question. Joe says, almost sent a cameo request, but before I actually send it, If I send for you to ask the content creator why you were disinvited from an event during St. Patrick's weekend, would you accept it? Sure. Listen, I almost caused mess the other day because there was this publicist when Crystal Minkoff got fired. There was this publicist that went off. Trust me, I have a lot of scoop that I'll reveal in members only this week on Thursday. But there was this publicist that posted these photos with Crystal Minkoff. Because obviously when the Daily Mail article came out that Crystal Minkoff was let go, it was a very glowing and nice article, right? And so it kind of, like, if you know the inside world of how media works, you kind of could have put two and two together and been like, okay, Crystal clearly, you know, had some sort of influence on this article. Somebody connected this. Somebody gave the exclusive scoop to the Daily Mail, you know, probably to make sure she stays in good graces with the Daily Mail, all this stuff, right? But it looks like Crystal is the one that tipped off the Daily Mail and gave them some inside sources, right? And so there was a publicist that knows Crystal very well that posted photos with Crystal and was like, oh, you know, Crystal appreciation post. And then I almost wanted a comment and been like, oh, so this is how she leaked it to the Daily Mail, via you. And I did it. I wanted to so badly. And then I was like, let's not be messy today. It's your bestie, Miss Westie. These hoes try to test me. So, yeah. But yeah. She came in like a wrecking ball. Who faked her death? Lil Tay. She didn't fake her death. It was just a fake rumor. Or actually, remember somebody posted that Lil Tay had died. Like, she said her account was hacked because somebody posted that she had died. And then she's like, I didn't die. I'm still here, hoes, and I'm still richer than all of y'all. When Lil Tay got no money. She got no money. Dollar Tree is $125 now. Yeah, I agree. Like, the Dollar Tree is not even the Dollar Tree anymore. We love messy. Zach, you're good when you're messy. Listen, I have my messy moments. I just have to choose when I engage my mess. I almost was so messy. I wanted to comment that so bad, especially because that publicist specifically does not like me. And we've gotten into it before in the past. So I was very much ready to, like, you know, incite violence in the comments. JK, YouTube, that was a joke. I would never incite violence. We don't want to do that. Don't do that, guys. Okay, moving on. Christine Quinn from Selling Sunset. She's no longer on Selling Sunset. But anyway, Christine Quinn is now trying to seek full custody of her 2-year-old son. She's claiming that her estranged husband abused her and abused their son. We know a couple weeks ago it came out in the news that her husband was arrested over a domestic dispute. And then I believe he was arrested again shortly after for violating a TRO, because I guess he wasn't supposed to come around her and their son, and then he did, so then they had to take him back into custody. But apparently he threw a bag that was meant to hit Christine, or he threw it at Christine, but it ended up not hitting Christine, ended up hitting their son, and in that bag there was a glass bottle in it. And so there were reported injuries from the bottle hitting their kid. That's why she called and he was initially arrested. I believe she claimed that he was trying to hit her and she had to take her son to the hospital. And then now she is requesting that he pay for those hospital bills from the injuries that her son obtained after he threw the bag and it hit their son. So she's now pursuing full custody of their son, claiming that he is abusive. This, I would imagine, is only going to get more and more messy as she works through a separation from him and they have this custody battle. He has money, so I'm pretty sure he, if he wants to, will fight her pretty damn hard. But it's wild. And the son's only 2 years old. So I don't know. I'm curious what. We don't know the exact details, what injuries were inflicted, what needed to be treated at the hospital. I mean, she's asking for hospital bills to be paid and he doesn't want to pay them. So it does kind of sound like maybe there were some, you know, substantial bills. So possibly some substantial injuries. I don't know. Who knows? But yeah, messy, messy, messy. Christine Quinn's life is not as kosher. We'll see. It would have been me getting arrested if he hit my child. Well, Christina, I hear you. Threw a bag of broken glass, hit their son. What a menace. No, I don't think he threw a bag of broken glass. I believe he had a bag that he threw at Christine. It missed Christine, and it ended up hitting the son. But the bag had, I believe, a glass bottle in it. I don't know if it was like a plastic bag or a paper bag or what the glass bottle was. I don't know if it was like one of those reusable water bottles or if it was like, you know, I don't know, a Perrier bottle. I don't know. The details, unclear. All we know is there was a bag with a glass bottle in it. He threw the bag at Christine. It missed Christine and ended up hitting the son. But it wasn't a bag of broken glass. I don't know if the glass broke afterwards or if the glass broke when it hit their son. But I mean, a two-year-old, like that's insane. He'd be charging me with aggravated assault. I feel you. I don't know if I would be able to just stay calm. Wait, I'm confused. I thought this was about Anne-Marie and Crystal. What are we talking about? Well, Lola Rod, we did talk about Anne-Marie and Crystal. You just showed up late to the live. We covered a good chunk of time talking about Anne-Marie and Crystal. Zach, don't waste your breath explaining anymore. People who want to understand, do others are just looking for an issue with your opinion and perspective. I agree. Joe Mendoza says, cameo request sent and booked. Can't wait to see how this turns out. Joe, I can only wait to see what you sent me for a cameo request. I already know it's going to be messy. But yes, guys, I am on Cameo. So if you want to book me, I believe my Cameo handle is Just Plain Zach, or you can just look up Zach Peter on Cameo. I am on Cameo. So if you want to book a personalized message with me, I've gotten a couple of cameos. Yay. Well, guys, be sure to send in your cameo requests. I'll work on them today. So if you want a personalized message, a birthday message, it's funny. I like made a joke yesterday talking about, I was like, listen, if you want me to tell your boyfriend that you're breaking up with them, or you want me to tell your girlfriend that you're cheating on her, you're the mistress and you want to break the news, I'm happy to deliver the message for you, right? Obviously, it was a joke. And then I saw someone in the comments like, how sad, anything people would do for money these days. You seem to be so happy to ruin a relationship. First of all, bitch, the relationship was already ruined, okay? Number one. Number two, I don't think you come here for moral and ethics, okay? And number three, it was a joke. Ha ha, laugh, funny. Ha ha, it was a joke. Obviously, people are not actually going to be booking me to be a mistress telling the girlfriend that, I mean, that would be messy. Could you imagine if somebody's like, I have a revelation to make? That's another thing. If you have a revelation to make, how much is Zach's cameo? I think it's only $20 for a cameo. I'm a cheap date. But it was just so funny. She was like, oh my God, people will do anything for a dollar these days. I'm like, bitch, calm down. It ain't that dramatic. Remember when Shannon Doherty had that that show called Breaking Up with Shannon Doherty, where she would come in and break up for you? That's kind of like how I want to treat my cameo. If you want me to break up with someone for you, I'm happy to do it. If you want me to deliver, you know, a message that you're too afraid to deliver, I'm happy to do it. Okay, you need me to tell your mother-in-law to back the fuck off? I will do it. Book me on Cameo. Let's go, baby. Book me on the Cameo, ho. But yeah, you can look up Zach Peter or Just Plain Zach on Cameo. Go right now. I've already got a couple of cameos to send on out. Let's get it. Get it, girl. To the front, to the right, to the back, girl. It's your night. I know he thinks, yeah. Fun and stuff, but does he know how to wind you up? Mm-mm-mm-mm. A radio station here calls daters and has them explain what went wrong. Oh no, you know what else I love? Ryan's Roses. I don't know if it's just local to LA, but Ryan Seacrest on Kiss FM has Ryan's Roses, where you get to call in and say, hey, I need to do Ryan's Roses on my boyfriend. I think he may be cheating on me. So then they send this fake call to the boyfriend, And they send a fake call to the boyfriend and tell him that they are doing, that they're a local flower shop doing a promotion, and that they will send out a free bouquet of red roses to anyone that they want completely free if, you know, he leaves like a good Yelp review or refers their services to somebody else should he be happy with the roses, right? So then they call up, you know, let's say his name is Brian. So they call up Brian and they're like, "Hi, Brian, we want to give you a dozen free roses. Who would you like to send them to completely free?" And then they do it for completely free. And then Brian's like, "Oh, I want to send it to Zoe." And his wife's name is like Anna Marie, right? And he's like, "I want to send it to Zoe." And then Anna Marie's on the phone and she's just like, "Zoe? Who the fuck is Zoe? Why are you sending Zoe? That girl from Starbucks, that girl from the office that knows your Starbucks order, you're sending her roses?" And he's just like, and then the card's like, "It was so fun hanging out with you last night." And she's like, "What were you doing with Zoe last night?" It's good. It's hilarious. Oh, Us Weekly just posted 2 minutes ago that Rebecca Minkoff is a former Scientologist. Oh, well, that'll be interesting. Plot twist. Plot twist. Joe says, "As we now embrace boundaries or try, what requests are off limits for Cameo?" Nothing is off limits for Cameo. Nothing. Listen, there is not a damn thing. I'm trying to like keep my shirt even. Seeing myself and it doesn't look, I feel like there's like a titty hanging out. But yeah, there are no boundaries with Cameo requests. I will do what, listen, you pay me and I will be your show monkey. I kind of wish I have a beef with someone so I could hire Zach with his or what. Yeah. Oh, she has pictures with Danny Masterson, so I don't think Bravo will keep her. Interesting. Well, if she's a former Scientologist, then that means she's no longer a Scientologist, like Leah Remini. She could be like, I mean, there was a reason she left the church. I think that would be interesting. Like, let's see that. And even if she was friends with Danny Masterson, that doesn't necessarily mean she knows what Danny Masterson was doing or not doing. Like, a photo with him doesn't necessarily mean that she knows the intimate details of his life. Right? Remember like Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher, like they came out speaking out on behalf of Danny. So, I mean, what he did was wrong and he's now, you know, in prison for it. But yeah. Whew. Nudes on Cameo. You can't get nudes on Cameo. And that's not how it works here. It's not OnlyFans. Suppressive person in Scientology, they wouldn't like me and I couldn't be happier. Oh, okay. A certain religion would lose its mind if she went talking about them on the show. Well, look at Leah Remini. Leah Remini's made a good career out of it. You should just call Jax and find out how he does his cameos so slowly. He probably records them 4 times each. Does it take him that long to record a cameo? It's not that hard to do a cameo. You know, you send a message. You're like, "Here's the message. Let me send the message." It's really not that hard, guys. Yeah. Well, it is what it is. Let me tell you something about my family. We're as thick as thieves. Yeah. Casting a member of Scientology is a bold move. What do you know about her, Leah Remini? I mean, but again, sorry, that was a tweet from the Bravo Way. But like, if somebody was a Scientologist, like that doesn't mean that they're still into that, right? Ashton Kutcher has had a lot of sketchy friends. Yeah. Yeah. Bethany's mom even has a cameo. Really? Bethany's mom? Interesting. Well, don't compare me to Bethany's mom. Don't come for me when you're on OnlyFans for $7. Oh, I hear Jax can't remember his lines. Which lines? The ones he snorts or the ones he has to read? Oop. Okay. Oh, Brittany's mom. Brittany's mom has got it. Oh, why did I read Bethany's mom? Brittany's mom has cameo. Brittany's mom would have a cameo. Brittany's mom is that bitch. All right. Well, Thank you guys for tuning in to No Filter with Zach Peter. That's me. Be sure to check out Lumi. You can get $5 off your starter pack at LumiDeodorant.com. That's L-U-M-E, and use code NOFILTER. Use code NOFILTER for $5 off your starter pack. You can also catch my new show, Disaster Daters. It's out now. You can stream it and watch full episodes on Spotify or listen on all your favorite podcast platforms. It's called Disaster Daters, and it is a wild ride with all of our biggest and wildest disaster dating stories. And what else? What else? What else? Oh, book me on Cameo. I'm available. I'm here. I love you guys. You can follow me at Just Plain Zach all over the internet. Follow the podcast at No Filter with Zach on the Instagram. And stay tuned. More tea to come. I will be live again on Thursday. We'll have our members only on Thursday. I have a lot to dive into about the Crystal Minkoff firing. Internal politics behind podcasters, a show that I might be banned from doing. I think I've been blacklisted, you guys. So we'll talk about that. Yeah, we'll get into it. So remind me to cover all of those topics. There's one more topic that I've already forgotten that I wanted to talk about that was so good and so juicy, but we'll get into it. All right, guys, I love you. It had to do with today's, oh, the Crystal and Anne-Marie beef. Remind me, I have tea about that too. Ugh. All right, I love you guys. I appreciate you. Have a wonderful rest of your day. I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Bye, 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 bye.